morning, honorable members.
Morning, chairperson.
Morning, honorable Sir Blanche.
Morning, chair.
Oh, good morning, honorable Whip. How are you?
Fine, and you, chairperson?
Very, very good. Good morning, honorable minister, general. How are you? Good morning, my minister. Are you here? Oh, there's my minister.
How are you?
Very good, my minister.
Morning to the rest of the
world. Thank you, minister. Honorable minister, it is 9 o'clock now.
Not a torch.
Sorry, 8 o'clock. I'm so used to seeing 9 o'clock, minister. It's 8 o'clock. We all got up early just for you, minister.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Thank you to the members for agreeing to start the meeting at 8 o'clock. Honorable minister, is your team ready?
Chairperson, they have no reason not to be.
So the presenter is there already.
I can see that General Skukun is here, but I think General Huma is sitting with him. I will apologize for the National Commissioner who is rounding up the SAPCO conference today.
Oh.
Yeah, there are 16 chief of police that are here in the public today, and he is a chair of SAPCO, but today he's handing over to Namibia. So he's with those 16 chiefs of police at Maslow Hotel. So General Vuma is leading the delegation.
No, very good. We appreciate General Vuma. Thank you very much, Minister. General Vuma and the team did very well on Wednesday. I would like to compliment General Vuma and the team. Good morning, honorable members. We are now starting our meeting. As I said earlier, it's now you agreed to have the meeting at 8 o'clock. I appreciate that. Welcome, honorable minister. We have an apology from the deputy minister. Honorable members, could we now ensure that we have a quorum and that we have the apologies? Babawa, could you give us an indication of a quorum and the apologies before we start?
Good morning, Chair. There is a quorum. I received the apologies from Honorable Molekwa, Deputy Minister, National Commissioner, Honorable Temblanch. He indicated that he will leave the meeting early. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Babawa. Honorable Minister, we want to save time because we know that we only have 2 hours and the information is quite weighty. I'll hand over to you and your team immediately. Thank you, Minister.
Well, thanks, Chairperson. I'll concur with you that it would be better to hand to technicians that will take us through on the statistics that don't look very well. I'm sure we explain as we go on, as we understand, as they give to us. Chairperson, we're supposed to have done this on the 20th of last month. That was the due date. Unfortunately, on that day, we all of us were to be with the President at Mbizo in Mpumalanga. So that's why it was
recording in progress
today. We hope we're not too much off the mark. And that one, I'll hand over to the leader of the delegation, of the leader of the police delegation, that would be General Wykes, will hand over to a responsible person for the status, that would be General Sekukun.
Thank you very much, Honorable Minister. Good morning, Minister of Police, General Bekele. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, and all honorable members, General Libya, all generals in the platform, taking into consideration the fact that we are not having leisure insight, I will hand over to General Secretary to lead us with the presentation. With your permission, Honorable Chairperson, thank you.
Good morning, General Huma. Thank you very much. You may continue.
lieutenant generals and colleagues that are in the meeting. Am I audible, and can I confirm that the presentation is visible?
You are audible and your presentation is visible. Just ensure that your slides are moving, please.
All right, let me just move one slide and see if it is moving. The slide moved, Honorable Chair.
Perfect, perfect. You could stop.
All right, thanks once again. We will be taking you through the quarter four crime statistics of the 2021-2022 financial year, covering the period from 1st of January up to the 31st of March. There, what is visible there is just a table of contents. We will be focusing mostly on the contact crime, that is your murder, rape, the trio crimes, crimes against women and children, domestic related, kidnapping, stock theft, and what we term the court diversion of the police. Without me wasting further time, this is the slide that we normally start with, which is an overview of the crime that have been reported to the police in the current quarter. We have recorded an increase of 1,107 in terms of the murders, that is from 4,976 to 6,083, resulting in a percentage increase of 22.2. The sexual offences, we have recorded an increase of 1,666 from 12,133 counts to 13,799, resulting in an increase of 13.7%. Attempted murders, we have recorded an increase of 1,135 from 4,582 to 5,717. A percentage increase of 24.8%. Assault GBH, we have recorded an increase of 6,575 from 36,417 to 42,992, a percentage increase of 18.1%. Common assault, we have recorded an increase of 6,857 from 38,889 to 45,746. Percentage increase of 17.6. Common robbery, an increase of 1,238 from 9,549 to 10,787, an increase of 13.0%. Then in terms of the robbery with aggravating circumstances, we have recorded an increase of 2,015 from 30,768 2,783, a percentage increase of 6.5%.
By
22%. Wow. Sorry, I hear a voice.
All those who are on the platform, could you please mute your mics? There is another person speaking in the background. I'm trying to see who that person is. Can you please mute your mics, or else we will kick you out of the meeting. Thank you very much. You can continue.
Thank you, Chair. Then the total of the contact crimes has increased by 20,593 from 137,314 to 157,907. That is a percentage change of 15%. Now, the next crimes are those that we have already touched on. If you see my laser pointer, we have talked about them under sexual offenses. Here, we are just breaking them down to show you what is contained within the sexual offenses. They are made up of rape, which has increased by 1,300 from 9,518 to 10,818, that is a 13.7% increase. Then a sexual assault has increased by 255 from 1,910 to 2,165, an increase of 13.4%. Then attempted sexual offenses has increased by 114 from 433 incidents to 547, an increase of 26.3%. Contact sexual offenses decreased by 3, that is from 272 to 269, a decrease of 1.1. And the total sexual offenses, we have indicated at the top there, they have increased by 13.7%. Now, there's other category that we look into is the subcategories of robbery aggravated, which are also explained here in the robbery with aggravating circumstances. These are some of the six crimes that make up the subcategory of robbery aggravating circumstances that we prioritize. Now, looking at the carjacking, we have recorded an increase of 889 from 4,513 to 5,408. That is a 19.7% increase. Robbery at residential premises decreased by 21 counts. That is from 5,288 to 5,267, a decrease of 0.4%. Then robbery at non-residential premises decreased by 172 from 4,872 to 4,700, a decrease of 3.5%. Then robbery of cash in transit has increased by 11 counts more from 42 to 53. That is a 26.2% increase. Then bank robberies have increased by 4 counts. That is from 1 count in 2021 to 5 counts in 2021-2022. That is 4 counts. Then truck hijacking has increased by 111 counts from 354 to 465, that is 31.4% increase. Then when we use the ratios to look at the rates, then may I also mention the fact that we have received an updated series from Status A that used the 2021 series. In the past, we used to use the 2017 series, so they have provided us with updated population estimates, and we have used the 2021 series. So once we have received the 2021 series, we then revised all the figures that we had published in the previous years using the 2021 series. So looking at the murders, we had recorded 10 per 100,000. That is the probability or the chances of a person being killed when the total population has been divided into equal portions of 100,000, then the chances that a person might be killed is the 10 out of 100,000. Then the rapes, 17.9 per 100,000. Attempted murder is 9.4 per 100,000. Assault GBH is 71.0 per 100,000. Common assault is 75.5 per 100,000. Common robbery, 17.8 per 100,000. Then completing the table that gives the summary of the crime that has been reported in the Republic of South Africa, going on to the contact-related crimes, arson has increased by 178 from 732 to 910. That is 24.3% increase. Malicious damage to property, the increase was 3,799, a 15.3% increase. Then the total contact-related crimes increased by 3,977 counts, that is 15.5. Then the property-related crimes, starting with burglary at non-residential premises, the decrease was 974 from 15,215 to 14,241, a decrease of 6.4%. Burglary at residential premises increased by 392, that is from 40,568 to 40,960, a 1.0% increase. Theft of motor vehicle, we had 137 counts more from 9,240 to 9,377, that is at 15%, 1.5% increase. Then theft out of or from motor vehicle, we had recorded 134 counts more, that is a 1.7% increase. Stock theft, we had recorded 154 counts more, that is a 2.5% increase. Then the total of the property-related crimes, we have recorded an increase of 55, that is a 0.1% increase. Then the other serious crimes, starting with all theft not mentioned elsewhere, the increase of 6,274. Commercial crimes, the increase was 2,873. The decrease in shoplifting was 1,305. Then total other serious crimes, we had an increase of 7,842, and the total of the 17 community reported crimes, we had an overall increase of 32,467 counts, resulting in 9.3% increase. Now, looking at the crime detected as a result of police action, whereby it's a proxy of proactive policing and the direction or the desired direction of change is to have these crimes increasing. We have recorded increases in terms of illegal possession of firearms and ammunition. That is more, the police have recovered more firearms and ammunition from the in their patrols. That is 368, or an increase of 11.2. That is from 3,184 to 3,542. Again, drug-related crimes increased by 6,377%, increase of 17.7. Driving under the influence of alcohol and or drugs, it's an increase of 3,409, that is a 39.7% increase. And sexual offenses detected as a result of police action increased by 27. Overall, the total crime detected as a result of police action increased by 10,117 from 50,034 to 60,151, a percentage increase of 20.2. And that gives the total table for crimes that have been reported in the Republic of South Africa, both as a detected as a result of police action and those that are reported by members of the community. Then, looking into the breakdown in terms of the 17 community reported crimes, we look at the month-on-month breakdown in terms of the 17 community reported crimes which we have just talked to. What we need to also highlight is the fact that because we were in lockdown level three in the previous financial year, we are now comparing the lockdown level one to lockdown level three. As we have seen in the past, when the differences in the lockdown levels are far apart, it is normally also indicated in terms of the differences in crime that we are reporting. So you can see that in January, which was just immediately after we finished the safer festive season operations, and then we were in now in adjusted level one, we had recorded an increase of 25,602 crimes in terms of the 17 community reported crimes. And as we went down to January, we had an increase of 5,392. And as the lockdown levels came closer and closer together, where we moved to both level one in both the previous financial year and the current financial year, the margin of increase also went down to 1,473. All the provinces recorded increases in terms of the 17 community reported crimes. And when one looks at the Gauteng province in terms of the contribution to the 17 community reported crimes, it contributed 28% of the 17 community reported crimes. The Western Cape contributed 19% of the 17 community reported crimes. KZN contributed 16% to the 17 community reported crimes. And the Eastern Cape contributed 11% to the 17 community reported crimes. The four provinces that I have mentioned, collectively, they contribute 73% of all the crimes that have been reported in the country in the current quarter or in quarter four. Then looking at the top 30 stations in terms of the 17 community reported crimes, we have 12 stations in the top 30 that are in the province of Gauteng. That is led at the top there by Honeydew. Then we have 7 stations in the Western Cape, and we again have 7 stations in the KZN province. Then the Free State, Northwest, and Eastern Cape and Mpumalanga each contributed 1 station to the 17 community reported crime station. Free State contributed Park Road, Northwest contributed contributed Northwest, Eastern Cape was the East London, and Mpumalanga was the Witbank station. And of the 30 stations, four have recorded decreases. That is both stations that are in KwaZulu-Natal, that is Pinetown and Precise Lyre, and then Kraaifontein in the Western Cape, and Witbank has recorded a decrease. Then moving on to contact crimes, which are the selected contact crimes, that is murder and rape, focusing on the causative factors and the places of occurrence, including the crimes against women and children. Again, we see that as the lockdown levels are far apart, we see that the margin of increases in crime that has been recorded is also high. We had a recorded increase of 17,537 in the month of January. February, we had an increase of 3,324. And as the lockdown levels converged to both be at level one, we recorded a decrease of 268 in terms of the contact crimes. Again, Gauteng contributed 28% to the contact crimes. Western Cape contributed 17%. KZN contributed 16.9%, and the Eastern Cape contributed 10.7% to the contact crimes. And similarly to the 17 community reported crimes, these four provinces contributed 73% to the contact crimes that have been reported in the current court. The next slide, we look at the top 30 contact crime stations. We had 14 stations in the top 30 contact crimes from the province of Gauteng. 8 were in the Western Cape. KZN had 7 stations in the top 30 contact crimes. And then Limpopo had an entrant there at number 30, which was Soyando Police Station. These top 30 contact crime stations contribute 14% to the national total of the contact crimes. And then 5 stations in the contact crime top 30 have recorded decreases. The two that have recorded a decrease in Gauteng are Honeydew and Hillbro, 2 in the Western Cape, Harare and Worcester, and 1 station in the Umlazi in KZN. Then when we look at the selected causative factors in terms of the selected crime types, focusing mostly on the murder, where we had a sample size of 5,226, one of which was 86% of all the murders that had been contributed. So this gives a fair idea in terms of what are the causative factors, even though the idea was not inferential statistics, but just to have an idea in terms of what are the causative factors that contribute to the crime types that we are seeing, that is murder, attempted murder, and the assault GBH. The highest contributing factor in terms of the murders was attributed to arguments and misunderstanding, that is 875. Then vigilantism was attributed to 368. Then we had revenge and retaliation, 341. Then robberies was 262. That resulted in murders. And then gang-related murders was 166, of which most of these 166 was in the province of the Western Cape. Then number 6, highest contributor to the murders in terms of positive factors, was during the commission of another crime, not robbery or rape, which was 38. And then we had those that had been resulted in murder from carjacking or attempts being 31. So that gives a summary in terms of what are the contributory factors in terms of the murders that have been recorded in the current court. Then looking at the places of occurrence in terms of the murder, again, I will focus on the murder, keeping in mind that we are still working on the same sample size of 5,220. military place was public places of 2,268 murders taking place at such a place. Then the second highest contributor in terms of place was at the residence of the perpetrator or the victim, that resulted in 1,350 of the murders. At number three, we had a mode of transport, that is those that happened either in a car or a bus or a taxi, 184. Then we had those that happened at the liquor outlets, either a shebeen or a tavern or a nightclub, resulted in 156. Then at number five, we had those that happened at the agricultural land, farms or small holdings with 78. Then in the next slide, we look at the murder in terms of the provincial breakdown, also in terms of the lockdown levels, and also the month. We had more of the murders happening in the month of January, that is an 872 increase, followed in January. In February, we had 104, and in the month of March, we had 131. Then in terms of the percentage contribution to the murders in terms of the province of KwaZulu-Natal contributed 26% to the murders. Gauteng contributed 23% to the murders. Eastern Cape contributed 17%, and the Western Cape contributed 17%. These four provinces contributed 83% to the total murders that had been recorded in the current court. Then when we look at the ratios whereby we take into consideration the population within the respective provinces and also the number of murders that has been reported in that particular province, the Eastern Cape has the highest per capita murder of 15.7 per 100,000, followed by the Western Cape with 14.1 per 100,000, KwaZulu-Natal 13.6 per 100,000, Gauteng at number 4 with 8.8 per 100,000, and the Free State at number 5 with 8.2 per 100,000. Then the top 30 stations in terms of the murder, I will just touch on the top 10. What is worth noting there is that the first two, or number 1 and number 2 stations, in fact the top 3 stations in terms of murder are all from the KwaZulu-Natal province. That is number 1 was Mlazi, 2 Inanda, 3 Plessis Lyre, and the following 5 were in the Western Cape province, that is Harare, Kraaifontein, Delft, Nkuleni, Khayelitsha, and then we had Kagiso in the Western, in the Gauteng at number 9, and then Mthatha in the Eastern Cape at number 10. So the top 10 provinces are 3 stations for KwaZulu-Natal, 5 stations from the Western Cape, 1 station from Gauteng, and 1 station from the Eastern Cape. Those stations make up the top 10 murder stations in the country. Then we have already touched on the positive factors for murder, but then what we added in this instance is just look at the provincial breakdown in terms of the causative factors that we had talked to. The Western Cape had 205 murders that were attributable to arguments. At number 2, we had KwaZulu-Natal at 199 of the murders attributable to arguments. Then Gauteng, 132. Then in terms of robberies, KZN had the highest number of robberies, of murders attributable to robbery, at 85. Then Gauteng was number 2 with 57, Western Cape number 3 with 40 of the murders attributable to robberies, and then Eastern Cape at number 4 with 27 of the murders attributable to robberies. Then the gang related, as I indicated, we had 166 gang related murders, of which 161 were attributable to the Western Cape. Eastern Cape had 4 murders attributable to gang related, and the Free State had 1. Taxi related, we had 9 in the Gauteng province and 9 in the Western Cape. Then KZN had 8 of the murders attributable. 18 of the murders where drugs were indicated to have been used. Then 1,290, it was indicated that the alcohol was used in terms of the rapes, and then 143, it was indicated that drugs were used either during or after, before the commission of the rape. Then the assault GBH, alcohol was used in terms of 3,810 assault GBH, and then 140 was drugs. Confirmed incidents of murder that happened at the liquor outlet or the tavern, we had 156 murders at such facilities, 198 attempted murders, 59 rapes, and 1,944 assault GBH that happened at confirmed places where liquor is being sold, that is your tavern, shipping, pubs, bar, or nightclub. Then, looking at the murder of police officials, we had 27 murders of police officials that were recorded in the current quarter, of which 7 of the police officers were killed while they were on duty, and 20 were killed whilst they were off duty. When you compare to the previous comparative quarter, we had 3 more police officers that were killed in the current quarter when compared to the previous quarter. And most of these murders happened in the province of KwaZulu-Natal, which had 11 murders more, and then Gauteng had 5 murders that had been recorded. That is KZN had 3 murders more, from 3 to 11. And then the Gauteng also had 3 murders more, from 2 to 5. And then the third was the province of the Eastern Cape, which had 4 murders, a reduction of 3 from the previous quarter. Then, in terms of the murders that had happened in the farming community, we had in the current quarter, we had 12 murders that had been reported, or 12 victims that had succumbed to the injuries during the commission of crimes like robbery on residential premises and assault GBH. This is a reduction of, it is an increase of 1 murder more when you compare to the previous quarter. In the previous quarter, we had 11 murders. That is a 65% sample. We had 4,683 rapes having occurred at the residence of the perpetrator or a victim. And then in terms of the provincial breakdown, KZN had 1,009 rapes happening at such places. And the second highest was the Eastern Cape, where the rapes happened at the residence of the perpetrator with 875. Then at number 3, we had Western Cape, which has 671 rapes happening at the places of the perpetrator or the victim. Then number 4, we had Gauteng, 608. Now, those that happened at the taxi, within a taxi or a bus, we had 206, of which 51 of those happened in the Eastern Cape. And then in that number 2, we had the Western Cape with 41. Then the rapes that happened at some places was 1,001, whereby we had most of these rapes having occurred in the province of KwaZulu-Natal with 148. Most were in the Eastern Cape with 229, then followed by Gauteng province with 211. Then KwaZulu-Natal, we had 148. Then Northwest, we had 151 of the rapes have been taken place at public places. 134 more murders that have been committed, or where the victims were women. We had 898 in the current quarter compared to 764 in the previous quarter. Then attempted murders, we had an increase of 297 in terms of the victims being women, and then assault GBA to a 2,414 increase where the victims were women. In terms of the children, that is both boys and girls from the ages of 0 up to including 17 years, we had 83 more murders in the current quarter. We had a reduction of 24 attempted murders where the victim was children, and we also had an increase of 218 in terms of assault GBH where the victims were children from the ages of 0 up to and including 17 years. Then in terms of the provincial breakdown, also in terms of the crimes that were domestic related, classified as domestic related, that is instances whereby it was indicated that there was a relationship between the victim and the perpetrator, either being an uncle, a husband, etc. Looking at the murders, we had 197 murders that have been classified as domestic related, of which 134 of the victims were female and 63 were male. The province that had the highest number of domestic-related murders was the province of the Western Cape with 42. Then number two was the Eastern Cape with 41 of the murders attributed to domestic violence. Gauteng had 36 domestic violence-related murders. KwaZulu-Natal had number four with 28 murders attributable to domestic violence. Then in terms of the rapes that were attributable to domestic violence, we had 665, where again the Western Cape had 162 of the rapes attributable to domestic violence. Number two was Gauteng, 135 of the rapes attributable to domestic violence. And then the Eastern Cape with 100 of the rapes attributable to domestic violence. Assault GBH, we had 6,225 attributable to domestic violence, of which female were victims in 5,087 and male were victims in 1,188. And the province with the highest number of assault GBH attributable to domestic violence was Gauteng with 1,702. Number two was the Western Cape with 1,265. And number three was the Eastern Cape with 801. And the rest of the crimes can be seen from the slide. Then looking at the phenomena of kidnapping, we recorded the increases in all the nine provinces in terms of the crime of kidnapping, and we also recorded increases across all the months of the quarter. That is, in January we had an increase of 405 kidnapping cases. In the February we had 466 more when compared to the previous period. In March we had 604 more kidnapping cases when compared to the March of the previous year. And in total we had an increase of 1,736 kidnapping cases, resulting in 3,306 from 1,508, 109.2% increase. And in terms of the top 80 kidnapping stations, what one can say about this slide is that only three provinces appear in the top 80 kidnapping stations, whereby 22 of the stations are stations that are in the Gauteng province, led at the top by Kempton Park. Then the seven stations are from KwaZulu-Natal, led by Inanda, and we only had one station in Mpumalanga province, that is Delmas. So we had only three provinces in the top 30 kidnapping stations, with 22 of these stations in Gauteng, seven in KwaZulu-Natal, and one cases that the circumstances around the kidnapping were clearly not identified, then you can then see in terms of the contribution, what was the crime that contributed mostly to the kidnapping related circumstances. We had a car hijacking with 1,147 hijacking cases also contributing to kidnapping. That is a 45% contribution to the sample size of 2,847. Then the second contributor was robbery related, that is 18%. Then rape related were contributed 11%, and so was retaliation and revenge contributing 11%. Taxi related kidnappings contributed 1%, then 4% was domestic related kidnappings. Ransom contributed 3% to the kidnappings. Children removed from the guardian without permission, the contribution was 2%, and then mob justice contributed 1%, and then extortion cases contributed 1% to the kidnapping cases. Then sexual assault and human trafficking, although they had a 10 and 12 respectively, in terms of the percentages, it came down to close to 0% when taking into consideration the total of the kidnapping. Then in terms of the trio crimes, which is your robbery res, robbery non-res, and robbery of cash in transit, which are called trio crimes, and the additional of carjacking, we had decreases in the province of Free State, the Northern Cape, and the Western Cape. In January, we had 665 increases in terms of trio crimes. Then in February 64, March, we had a decrease of 53. Then in terms of the top 30 stations, we had the highest contributor in terms of the trio crimes was Mamelodi. Number 2 was Harare. Number 3, Uganda. 4, Blessed Liar. 5, Tembisa. And of these top 30 stations in the trio crimes, 5 have recorded increases. That is your Honeydew, and then we had Pine Town, Ivory Park, Oliven, Old Bosch, Kempton Park, Umlazi, and Kahiso recording decreases. And we also had the station of Nyanga recording decrease of 35.5% when compared to the previous quarter. Then in terms of carjacking, we had the province of the Western Cape recording a decrease of 19, and the other 8 provinces recording increases. In the month of January, February, and March, we had increases across all the months. In January, 489 more carjacking cases. In February, 211, and in the month of March, 189 more. Then Mamelodi East was the highest station in terms of carjacking. Then at number 2 and 3, we had Harare and Kilifi East in the Western Cape. Number 4 was Alexander, and number 5 was Nyang. Of these stations in the top 30, 23 are in the province of Gauteng, 4 are in the Western Cape, 2 in the KwaZulu-Natal, and we had one station in Mpumalanga, which is Forsman, at number 8. Then robbery at non-residential premises, only 2 provinces recorded increases, that is the Eastern Cape and the Northwest, and the rest of the provinces recorded decreases in terms of this particular crime. And we only had an increase in the month of January of 58. In February, we had a decrease of 102, and March a decrease of 128. Then in terms of the top 30 stations, we had number 1 was Johannesburg Central, 2 East London, 3 Devon Central, 4 Jamestown, and 5 Honeydew, making the top 5 in terms of top 5 stations residential premises, similar to robbery at non-residential premises. We had an increase in the month of January, then a decrease in the month of February of 45, and another decrease in the month of March of 84. And the provinces of Gauteng, KwaZulu-Natal, Limpopo, Mpumalanga, Northwest, recorded increases. The rest recorded decreases. Then in terms of the top 30 stations, number one was Plessis Lyre in the KwaZulu-Natal, and another station in KwaZulu-Natal at number two, which is Inanda, and another station in KwaZulu-Natal, which is Padubuza, making the top three. Then two stations from Gauteng, which is Tembisa and Deep Sloot, completing the top five. Then in terms of robbery of cash in transit, we had an increase in the month of January of 12 counts more, in February an increase of 2 counts more, then we had a decrease in the month of March of 3 counts less. Overall, we had 11 counts more of robbery of cash in transit, from 42 in the previous quarter to 53 in the current quarter. And the increases were recorded in the province of Free State with 3 counts more, Gauteng 3 counts more, KwaZulu-Natal 3 counts more, Limpopo 2 counts more, and then the Northwest and the Mpumalanga in the Western Cape with 1 count more each in the respective provinces. Then in terms of the top 30 stations, the top 5 stations in the top 30 cash in transit are stations that are in the province of Gauteng, led by Diepsloot, Olifantshoek, Western Area, Eden Park, and Deep Roof, making the top 5 stations in terms of location. Then in terms of stock theft, we had recorded an increase of 164, that is from 6,089 to 6,248, resulting in 2.5% increase. The Eastern Cape recorded a decrease of 189, Gauteng recorded a decrease of 20, Western Cape recorded a decrease of 32, resulting in a 17.4% decrease. And in the month of January and February, we recorded an increase of 128 counts more in terms of stock theft, 39 counts more in the month of February, and 13 counts less in the month of March. Then the top stations in terms of the stock theft, they were led by Impeng, then in KwaZulu-Natal, Akha, the Eastern Cape at number 2, Amangwe in KwaZulu-Natal at number 3, BG at number 4, and then Tabamhlophe in KwaZulu-Natal, making the top 5 stock theft stations. Then we also looked at what we termed the core diversion of police responsibilities, whereby the police's resources are taken to police other sectors that are not necessarily within the control of the police. Cumulatively, we have had 600 incidents which were termed unrests having taken place in the previous quarter, that is from January to October. And the breakdown was 84 was in the Western Cape, in the Eastern Cape, 53 in the Free State, Gauteng 131, KZN 92, Limpopo 66, Mpumalanga 48, the Northwest 61, Northern Cape 26, the Western Cape 39. Then those that were termed peaceful incidents, we had recorded 1,640, which required the attention of the police, and the breakdown was 131 in the Eastern Cape, 113 in Free State, 425 in Gauteng, 400 in KwaZulu-Natal, 174 in Limpopo, 96 in Mpumalanga, 85 in the Northwest, Northern Cape 68, and the Western Cape 148. So in total, when you add both the unrest and the peaceful, we had 2,240 incidents which required the attention of the police. and I believe that Chairperson, that is the end of the briefing of the partner for Christmas, which has taken place from between the month of January 1st, 2022 to the 31st of March 2022. I thank you.
Thank you very much. You can remove the presentation now. Honorable Minister, the team from SAPS and all those present, honorable members, the overall increase of 9.3% in the reported crime statistics is a serious concern. This committee has to take note of it, and I think that our response to this has to be firm, and I think we need further oversight on this matter. It is General Sekukunen, could you switch off your mic, please? We need to do a lot more work on this. It is unfortunate that members only receive the crime tax in the morning and literally see it for the first time when we do the presentation. This doesn't allow them to interrogate the information very well. We then need to another meeting, and we said this before, where we receive the presentation, and in the following meeting we actually do an analysis and interrogate the crime statistics. I'm concerned about the annual number for murders per 100,000 people per population. Can we highlight this statistic and keep this as an annual amount? And as an annual figure, since this is an international benchmark, and while these are quarterly statistics, it is for the final quarter. Can we reflect on annual statistics too? Why are we no longer doing so? Is this a new kind of format? Is it now new TAPS policy? I'm not sure how this came about. When we asked for quarterly crime statistics, it did not say that we should no longer do the annual crime statistics. Of the top 30 serious community crime stations, Honeydew, which is a northern Johannesburg suburban police station, is number 2. After Cape Town CBD and ahead of Johannesburg and Durban CBD stations. How does a very small police station that is still located in a rental farmhouse has such a high reporting rate? Some of these station commanders of the top 5 or 6 stations have to come to the committee to explain their high crime statistics and their high crime rates. My next concern is that the top 3 murder stations are in KwaZulu-Natal. One of them, you said, is Plessis Laan, a suburb of Johannesburg. What are the main causes of the murder trend there? Can we prompt the possibility of any politically related murders? The Western Cape has the next 5 top murder stations. Why is this so? A large portion of the top 30 stations where rape was reported are located in rural areas. Why is this so? How many of these cases result in arrest and conviction? Lastly, if you look at the increase in trio crimes, these are directed mainly at some form of poverty, some from poverty, and therefore for monetary gain. The minister has consistently spoken about the relationship between socio-economic conditions and the places where these crimes take place. Could we give a better explanation for this? We cannot just make this statement all the time. There has to be some form of response to this, and I think we have to then, as a committee, interrogate these matters much further. This is our mandate. Reducing crime in the country is our mandate, and the committee has to take this much more seriously. Honorable members, I'll now take your hands. Honorable Groenewald, Sir Blanche, and then Whitfield, Meshu. I'll start with Groenewald.
Morning, Chair. Chairperson, thank you. Firstly, I must say, Honorable Chair, as you said, and I agree with you, these statistics surely is quite disturbing. I mean, if you look at murder rate, up 22.2%. But what is most disturbing for me, Chairperson, is when we come to women and children, where, for instance, the murder of children with an increase of 37.2% and on women 17.5%. Now, if we look at the figure of children, I say it's most disturbing, because also if you link this up with, for instance, kidnapping, and I have a question on the kidnapping, the causative matters or factors, it states that human trafficking is only 12 of the 2,849. Is that correct? Because in my mind, I have it that human trafficking is playing quite a big role and is becoming a more increased problem in South Africa. I would just have more and better explanation and clarity on the causative factors when it comes to kidnapping, for instance, hijacking. Is it because of the hijacking that people are then taken also, and that is seen as kidnapping? So I want clarity on that. Chairperson, I also would like to have clarity on the trio crimes. And I've checked in previous presentations, the trio crimes was actually seen as carjacking, robbery at the residential, and robbery at non-residential. Now I see the definition. Carjacking is taking out of the trio crimes, and cash in transit is now added to that. Can I just have clarity on that? Lastly, Chairperson, also when it comes to farm murders, I also just want to make also clarity. We're talking about 11 incidents with 12 victims. But now these incidents, are they, for instance, now, sorry, are they now attacks? Because I don't think that is correct. And I would like to ask that we get the farm attacks, the statistics on farm attacks as well. Except, of course, if I can get the clarity to understand that the 11 incidents are actually the attacks. So I'd like to have clarity on that, Chairperson, and I agree with you. We will have to need some explanation on these crime statistics. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Honorable de Blanche, and then Whitfield, Meshu, Shembeni Marekwa, your hand was also up. Could I have Honorable de Blanche now?
Chairperson, thank you. This is indeed very, very disturbing figures. Chairperson, the crimes, we saw rising crime stats, you know, in just about all categories. Chairperson, to bring it to drive it sort of home, we had 27 police murders. Now, if you calculate that on a full calendar year, it means that if that trend is going on like that, that we are having to have more than 100 police officials murdered over 1 year. Then again, you know, if looking at farm murders, we have in the region of 11, 12 also per quarter, meaning that we are heading for 50 in the region of 50 murders of farmers yearly. The rapes are increased 10%. This is really a very, very disturbing picture, meaning that the police is losing the fight against crime. The stuff that we were supposed to be focusing on, gender-based violence, stuff like that, everything is increasing. Chairperson, this cannot go on like this. And we need serious, serious, you know, explanations what is happening here. You know, in any self-respecting country, the minister would have resigned by now. We saw already that that the previous national commissioner left, and I really think it's time for the minister seriously to consider to follow his previous national commissioner. Chairperson, this is totally unacceptable. South Africa is at war with itself. You know, I think it's going worse here in terms of murders. The Ukraine apparently seems to be a very safe place at the moment. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Honorable de Blanche. Honorable Whitfield.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I think that we all share the same sentiments, and I'm sure the Minister would support our views, that these are some of the most horrific crime stats that we've been faced with in recent memory. Our country has become a crime scene where kidnapping has increased by over 100% year to year. This is an absolutely shocking crime statistic. Murder up over 20%, sexual offences up. It's a bloodbath, Chairperson. And I think that without repeating everything that will inevitably be said, this committee deserves to know what strategies are failing. What is SAPS actually putting in place to tackle the very specific crimes such as kidnapping and cash and transit heists? And why are these strategies not effective? What are the reasons for the failure of these strategies to curb violent crime in our country? In particular, these specialized crimes, which should be easier for us to tackle rather than community-based crimes, which are prolific. Is it a failure of crime intelligence? Is it a failure of the strategy? Is it a failure of leadership? What is it? We need the reasons why SAPS is struggling to get hold of this. We know that 61% of SAPS members do not believe that they are winning the fight against crime. We can now see that in the crime statistics. And I think we deserve an honest and frank assessment of why it is that the SAPS is failing to deal with a range of crimes, but specifically some of the ones that I've listed, Chair. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Whitfield. Honorable Meshu and then Shembeni.
Thank you, Chairperson. It would be an understatement to say we are disappointed. The stats, these crime statistics, indeed are a clear indication that the police are losing the fight against. And it would not be helpful to be told that the police are not losing fight against crime. The figures speak for themselves. They are very, very disturbing. So I agree with my colleagues that we need to be informed what has gone wrong. Is it a problem of leadership? Unfortunately, some of the statements made will be repeated. But to emphasize the points, we have to repeat some of them. When we saw the violence that happened last year in July, most people spoke about intelligence having failed the country. And it seems that this is the case, that we have poor intelligence ensure that those who are involved in intelligence are waking and not just resting, taking holiday or whatever. So we are very concerned at these statistics that are also sending a poor message to the outside world that South Africa definitely has leadership that is failing them, and South Africans seem to be doing nothing about it. So what has gone wrong? Because definitely something has gone wrong. Now, to look at the problem of ASA that has increased, we're told, by 24.3% and malicious damage to property by 15.3%. I would want to know how successful the police have been in arresting and doing proper investigations that would end in convictions, because we seldom hear about convictions for those who were arrested for malicious damage to property. And many times you'll just hear one out of the whole mob who appears in court. And I would want to know why. Are our detectives on top of their job? Or why are the conviction rate so low? The arrests are also low. The people arrested are very few. And when these arsons take place, mobs are involved. So where is the problem? Now, the interesting thing was to note that crimes that were reported during adjusted level 3 were much higher than those reported under adjusted level 1. What could be the reasons why during level 3 you have more than during 1? Another disturbing one is the matter of women and children that is increasing. One of the things that have been reported was that a number of kidnappings are also bringing kidnappings. The people who are kidnapped, many of them are used for multi-purposes, and others are kidnapped for ransom. Obviously, there are others also for sex and human trafficking. Now, are the police able to tell us of those kidnappings, how many end up increasing the number of murder of women and children, and how many of them are taken to other countries to be sexual slaves? The murder of police officers is another great concern. What is being done to protect the police? Something I raised before that I want to raise again, which is a serious concern, because some of them speak for themselves. They say it's difficult to do your job, to arrest, to be hard, particularly when you deal with people in your community, when they know that you are going to use public transport. You get into a taxi, you get into a train, and then you see the person whose friend you have arrested, or a person that ran away from you. Obviously, you become an enemy to those people. So it is a delicate one, I know. But what is being done to protect the police after they have done their job and arrested many people? Are they still expected to take a train with the same people, use public transport with the same people who hate them, who want to get rid of them? There must be a way of protecting our police, because the number of police that are killed in this country is totally unacceptable, and we would want to see action being taken to protect our police. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Meshu. Honorable Shembeni.
Thank you, Chairperson. A lot has been said by our fellow honourable members about the crime stats. But I'm happy because the minister, before we started saying anything, the minister did say that, yeah, the crime stats are not looking good at all. Murder, sexual offences, attempted murder has gone very high. And then it's really disturbing to us, especially when we look at crimes against women and children. We are crying every day, but it seems as if we are failing. The criminals are winning against us. Let's look at the crime stats between 2021 and 2022, the same period. 2021, we had 347,920. Now we've got 380,387, a difference of 32,467 increase. That is totally unacceptable. We are not winning the fight anymore. It's increasing. The criminals are around us. Kidnapping in Delmas, I want to find out, because Delmas seems to be a small place. Is it proper in Delmas, inside Delmas, or is it on the N4, to be specific? Where is this, where are these crimes being committed of kidnapping? I doubt if it is in Delmas, properly inside the village or the location. If I can get specifically, where is this thing happening? Coming to the killing of the police officers, I think this must be regarded as the crime against the state, so that something is being done against these perpetrators who kill the police. A policeman is representing the state, so something different must be done by the criminal justice to stop the killings of the police officers. And also, the issue of the possession of firearms and ammunition. If we can be able to deal with this thing, because following the number of crimes committed, murder, sexual offenses, and all these crimes, you'll find that a firearm is involved. What can we do with the issue of firearms? If a person can be found in possession of firearm and ammunition and be sentenced to life imprisonment, that can stop all this nonsense that is happening of the crimes. Because once you have got the firearm, you will do more than one crime. Because having that firearm or in possession of the firearm and ammunition itself is a crime. And then you go and commit more crimes, more than one, raping, robbing, killing, and all these things. If we can just deal with the possession of illegal firearms and ammunition first, I think a lot of these crimes can be stopped or can be dealt with. I thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Shimbini. Honorable Marikwa, do you still have your hand up?
Yes, Chairperson, thank you. Chairperson, let me welcome the presentation on the stats for today that has been done for us today, and appreciate the time and effort that the SAPS have taken to present these stats. As concerning as they are, Chairperson, it shows to us that a lot is be done. We appreciate the work that the police have been doing over the years and making sure that they're teaching and strategizing. Criminals also have their platforms where they sit and strategize to deal with their issues. So issues of strategy and outlining them, I don't think on the platform we need to be doing that, but we need just another level or another platform where we can sit maybe as a committee with the police to see what is it that can be done in addressing the current scourge of crime that is taking over the country. In
Honorable Murikwa, we lost you. Honorable Murikwa. Honorable members, while we are waiting for Honorable Murikwa, and I'll call her again, I am going to shorten the presentations next week Wednesday and the engagement next week Wednesday on the forensic science laboratories and the new systems of CETA, since we have dealt with that quite extensively. Next week Wednesday, so we'll deal with that for an hour, and then after that we'll deal with the crime stats, since the picture that we are painting is quite bleak.
So next hello, Chair.
Yes, you are back now. Okay.
Okay. Sorry, I lost network. Sorry for that. No, I was saying that I don't know were members able to hear me earlier, but I was saying that it means that we still need to, a lot needs to be done, and that needing of a meeting where we can sit and strategize and assist the police, because these platforms are not just to criticize and deal with one another, but also to see how best the police can deal and work on the issues of fighting crime in our communities. But also, crime is not just the responsibility of the police. We need all hands on deck. The stats reveal that some people have been killed and raped outside Shebeens, certain areas. So people, business owners, communities, everybody, we need to all play a role in fighting crime. I'm also so noticed from the stats that the issue of arson, we have seen lately over the news that there are specific areas where people target certain suburbs and burn the areas for no reason. So I think the stats really reflect on those issues, and I think they've covered a lot of areas, the drugs, GBV, that is taking over in the country. So we all need to strategize and make sure that communities get involved and make sure that we assist one another in fighting crime. It cannot be just finger pointing to the police, but the police also need to sit and see what strategies they need to come up with, because criminals strategize all the time. So we will be chasing criminals, they plan and they run away, and we will be forever chasing. So we appreciate also areas where proactive policing was done, where people were arrested before even committing the crime. So I think, Chair, that will be my input, but we all need hands on deck, all hands on deck, to fight crime in our country and assist where we can in making sure that we assist the police, but not taking the law into our own hands and communities. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Murikwa. I repeat, we'll continue this discussion next week, Wednesday. We cannot just have a superficial understanding of what is happening. This is one of the main responsibilities of the committee, and we should take full responsibility for what we have seen today. We are not the only stakeholders which is responsible, but we are the oversight body, and if we do not do our oversight work properly, we have to also assess our own position in this and how effective we are as a committee. Honorable members, we had earlier stated that we'll have a retreat, which will be one in person. The offices of the Minister, the National Commissioner, and Parliament need to urgently prioritize this in-person retreat. Where, as Honorable Murikwa said, we had told ourselves earlier, much earlier, that we need such a strategic planning session, not just to go through annual performance plans and lengthy documents, but get to the bottom of addressing crime. crime and fighting crime and corruption in our country. Honorable Minister, I hand over to you. You can also introduce your team that will respond.
Thanks very much, Chair. The team is still here. It will be led by General Vuma on specific issues. The kidnapping, the classification, as Honorable Kronewald asked. But just one or two things. The compilation of these quotas continues, Chair. There might have been some shortfall or confusion last time, but this annual still comes, Chair. So I want to clarify that and put that these quotas must be put together and come September and give the annual. You raise the issue of Places Love, Chairperson. It's a station that was meant for two townships originally. And today, something that you can't tell how big that community around the police station. But Chairperson, I would definitely encourage and thank sitting down and looking at the crime state as the call is made by the chair and the portfolio committee. Because as the police ourselves, we'd like to put some issues on the table and how to deal with them. Chairperson, as you look at slide 12, place of occurrence, some of categories of conduct crime, Chairperson. You look at that table, residences of perpetrators, victims, including residences known by victims, perpetrator, e.g. family friends and all that. Look at the figure of the people that are murdered in that place. Look at the attempted murder. Look at the GPH that is happening at the places of that are supposed to be. As you go, Chairperson, at slide 23, again, rape place of occurrence, residences of perpetrator, victim, including residences known by victim, perpetrator, e.g. family, friends, neighbors. Look at the figures, 4,653 happening there, and at the public, 1,100. So this sitting down and working, Chairperson, maybe also working around the integrated violence against violence crime approach that has been passed by the cabinet, and all of us getting involved, it will really help. It's an invitation that we are happy, and actually we love to get the time, sit down and get the proper analysis on the matter. Historical police in Chairperson. Come 2010, 195,000 police. Come with 50 million South Africans. Come 2022, I'm told 63 million South Africans with 176 policing personnel. So let's all sit down, Chair, and get this analysis. And I'm glad quite several members, including Honorable Whitefield, we agree that we'll have to find the answers as we go there, and we request that we get enough time to put this analysis. And the members of the South African Police, especially the statisticians, will have to give us a better analysis. How many people are arrested? That's the question that's been raised. Maybe he will say now, but it will need analysis. You raise the issue, Chair, of rural areas. Maybe it would be good. How many crimes registered there? Be able to give what we call the case management. How many are in court, Chair? How many people that have been found guilty? How many are on bail, Chair? How many are on repeated bail, and for what kind of cases? So maybe we'll have to go and do that analysis so that when we sit down, we put a broader picture for the better understanding and the better advice. But But I'll leave the rest of the specific question to General Vuma for his team, for her team to respond to. Thank you very much, Chairman.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. We'll arrange that session urgently, as we all recognize the urgent need for such a session. General Vuma?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. Let me also welcome the questions by our honorable members, most of them which are mostly comments requesting certain clarity in a number of areas. Let me also appreciate our minister who has already rounded up about the way forward in terms of what is to be happening. There were a few questions that required certain clarity in regard to, amongst others, the tree of crime, kidnapping, and as well as how are we classifying some of those categories. I will allow General Kukuni to explain those particular type of questions. And also, I will equally request General Mutlala, who is representing the Deputy National Commissioner of Policing, to explain some of the issues that have been raised. Also, General Mohale and the detectives raised, detectives environment with regard to issues of convictions and related clarity seeking questions. I must also say, after these three generals, Honorable Chairperson, we also have a provincial commissioner who are with us here. In the maybe top four provinces, we will allow General Mkhwanazi, General Mawela, as well as General Patekile to also explain some few questions that have been asked, starting with General Kukuni, with your permission, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you, General Vuma. Before you start, I would really like to thank the provincial commissioners for being here as well. Thank you very much, and thank you very much for the statistics that we have on the provinces today. You may start responding now.
Thank you, Honorable Chair, Minister of Police, Deputy National Commissioner. I think the question that I can respond to is the issue of the classification of the trio crimes. I can safely say that the arrow that points to carjacking, robbery arrest, robbery in unrest, and cash in transit was erroneous, because the trio crime still remains carjacking, robbery arrest, robbery in unrest, because if you are to take the total that has been reported under the trio crimes, which is 15,369. It is made up of the sum of robbery at residential premises, which is 5,267. On slide 36, and then you add that to robbery at non-residential premises of 4,700. I think it's on slide number 34, and then you add the 5,402 of the carjacking, which is on slide 32. Then the sum total of all those of those three crimes, robbery, arrest, robbery, non-arrest, and carjacking, they give you the sum total, which is reflected as the total on slide number 30 of the trio crimes of 15,369. So the classification has not changed. It's still the same as it was. The only misleading thing might have been that that arrow that covers the trio crime is a line down where it should should have been lined up. So the categorization has not yet changed. Then on the issue of, I think it was 11 incidents of farm attacks, we recorded 11 incidents. Let me just get to the slide. We had 11 incidents which resulted in 12 victims. And those incidents might be termed as farm attacks because six of those murders happened during the commission of, no, some of the murders happened during the commission of a robbery at residential premises, which is indicated just next to the graph, whereby there were six robberies at residential premises, which had, might have resulted in some of those murders. And the crimes that had happened during the commission of these other crimes, like a murder happening with an arson, either one body or two body, resulting in that. And then where an attempted murder also happened with a murder on a farm attack. But if needs be, we can then refine the heading there and call it the farm attacks together with the farm murders that had happened, if it will then be to the satisfaction of the honorable member, that can be done. Then there was a question that was asked by Honorable Meshwe regarding why are the crimes high during level 3 and low at level 1. I think the honorable member would appreciate that at the higher levels of lockdown, we had higher restrictions than at lower levels of lockdown. For instance, at level at lockdown level 3, you might find that as we have already indicated, that alcohol in some instances does play a role in the commission of these crimes. You find that there is restriction of movement, there is restrictions in terms of the times and the days on which alcohol can be sold and consumed. So as you take out the enablers to the commission of those crimes at those higher levels, then you go to level 1, then you find that those enablers are so restricted and limited, then they result in the possibilities or the probability of a crime being committed being significantly reduced. So that's why you see that when you compare lockdown levels that are maybe far apart, like level 5 to level 1, you find that the increase is high. As you compare level 4 to level 1, it becomes closer. But as the lockdown levels converge towards the same levels, you find that the changes or the differences or the increases between the crimes that are committed during the same lockdown levels converge towards a small difference. So that explains why we have lockdown levels crimes differing to lockdown levels crimes at level 1. Then I think in terms of the places, like I think there was a question of Delmas. I think one needs to appreciate that, of course, there needs to be further analysis, because what is being reported in terms of the crime statistics, it is the place where the crime has been reported at the police station. So you find that if it is might have happened on the N4 as a carjacking in the Delmas area, but it will be reported at the Delmas police station. Hence, you find that what we have in the kidnappings are those that are reported at the Delmas police station. It's not where the crime has been, it's where the crime has been
Moral Motala, Honorable Chairperson.
Thank you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, to our Minister, Honorable General Bekikele, and all senior managers on the platform. Honorable Chair, from the side of the SAPS, if you look at on slide one, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, crime detected as a result of police action. You can see that there were a lot of crimes that were detected as a result of police action. For example, illegal possession of firearms, we did increase. We had about 3,542, where we increased with 358, and drug-related crimes we increased by to 42,309, with 6,377 cases more, and driving under the influence of alcohol or drugs, which we increased also by 11,000 to cases of 3,409, with a total increase of crimes detected as a result of police action increasing by 10,117. So a lot indeed has been done by members of South African Police Service and our partners to try and reduce the crime, but we fortunately just in the previous week had a strategic session led by the National Commissioner with all the members of the Board of Commissioners, where we actually also looked at the picture, our crime picture, and reviewed also. We are currently busy reviewing some of our strategies, but we are also currently also, Honorable Chairperson and members, still continue with our stabilization operations, specifically with more focusing in geographical and organized crime approach, amongst others in the following areas: KwaZulu-Natal, Western Cape, Gauteng Province, Northwest, also Mpumalanga, Limpopo Province, and Eastern Cape, just to mention a few. And in what we are doing, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, is that we are all actually mobilizing and deploying our dedicated, specialized operations teams, which comprising of intelligence and also including our crime detection family and also our members from the National Intervention Unit and Public Water Policing, to ensure that we stabilize those type of areas. Indeed, Chairperson, one of the things that actually, if you look at the picture, at the crime picture from January, especially for this quarter, from January to March, I think Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members will observe that it seems like majority of cases occurred especially in January. So which is saying something to us, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, that maybe going forward, we need to ensure that as we intensify our operations, especially our festive season operations, that we must ensure that during January we also intensify our efforts and our operations, because it seems like that's where we were hit the most, especially in January. Honorable Chairperson, without any further ado, I think that will be all from my side. I submit.
Thank you very much, General Mutlala. Next.
The next one will be General Mukhale with regards to issues of conviction raised against detectives and environment. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Members, Honorable Minister, colleagues. In terms of the mine is just on the convictions of a question that was raised by Honorable Meshwe in terms of the arson cases and malicious damage to property that has been reported. officers are convicted when they've after intensive investigation, but Honorable Chair, the conviction of those crimes might not be a deterrent as such, because people are not severely sentenced to deter them not to commit a crime again. But yes, after thorough investigation, people are arrested and people dockets are sent to court and people are convicted. The other issue that is actually taking so long to put those dockets before court, Honorable Chair, is that the arson will be committed and there won't be people that can be arrested at the same time. So there will be investigation needed to be done. And after that investigation has been done, that is when the docket can be presented to court. Again in court, there will be that defense and ourselves, where the docket will take long for the prosecution. But yes, prosecution is there, but it might not be a deterrent as such. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, General Bukhari. Can we have the next?
We can allow Honorable Chairperson of the provinces that contribute the high number of stations in the top 30 stations of the our picture. General Mkhwana, General Mawela, Eastern Cape and Western Cape.
You may continue in that order.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. It's Provincial Commissioner to KZN, General Mkhwanazi. Honorable Chair, and greetings to the Minister and Honorable Members, the Acting National Commissioner. Chair, the Minister has already indicated the issue of places land. If you look at all the stations that appear in the top 30 stations in KZN province, the population size in all those stations versus the resources we have in the police and versus the challenge faced by the police with regard to the environmental design of those stations, it remains a challenge. Our collection of intelligence and our efforts in terms of prevention of crime, the number of firearms we are recovering, vehicles stolen, which are aimed at decreasing the number of criminals out there, it does not show on the crime stats. Beside the fact that we are still comparing a court of this year versus the court of last year, but there's still a high level of crime that we experience in these stations in terms of volumes. It remains high. Chair, if I may just also indicate that in KZN as we speak, we have 122.94% overpopulation of prisons. So these are all the people that amounts to 22,273 criminals that are behind bars. The correctional facility in KZN has a capacity of 18,117 beds. So in actual fact, it means police are doing more than what the correctional facility can take in taking criminals to prison. Now, as it were, right now, there's a crime summit in the province of KZN to try and find out exactly how should we go about reducing crime. How do we discourage communities from doing crime? There's quite a number of analysis of causative factors that make communities reduce crime. In that strategic planning session, Honorable Chair and members, I'm sure Jarok Skukune will really present as to whether crime stats are the real measurement of the police performance in this regard. We're putting all efforts to take perpetrators, send them through criminal justice system, and end up in prison. Prison can't take the volume. And the question is, what happens to those that cannot then land in prison? So we see petty, which is regarded now in courts as kind of petty crime that should not land a person in prison. You find a person with a small quantity of drugs, that person is not sent into prison because of this population in prison. They are given a community type of service arrangement, punitive measures to go and clean a facility somewhere for a week or two or whatever the case may be. And then we see a cycle that is repeating where people start once a person takes this substance, and then they are bound to do other serious crimes such as murders, rapes, and so forth that happen indoors. But if we can't take these people that are committing this crime of selling these small pills in street corners and send them to prison because the prison can't take the capacity, what then happens to those individuals? So these are the questions that we keep on having as we're engaging with the community, Honorable Chair, to try and find solutions. But in KZN, we are doing everything possible to look to try and fight crime. When we measure the period over the past 5 years, look at the total crime picture, there's some encouraging figures there. When you look at the period of 12 months, there's some encouraging figures there. But when we monitor on quarterly basis, definitely in the last quarter, it looks completely wrong. It shouldn't be in that case. But we are doing level best to try and improve on this, Honorable Chair. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, General Mkwanazi, and congratulations for the Crime Summit. It is something that we can really learn from. And of course, when we do our strategic planning session and where we really look at the details and interrogate what is happening in SAPS and the criminal justice system, we'll invite all the provincial commissioners as well, Honorable Minister. Next.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. This is Lieutenant General Mawela, Gauteng Province. Firstly, greetings to you, Honorable Chairperson and Honorable Members, our Honorable Minister, GNCs, my colleagues in the meeting, and thanks once more for the opportunity. Yes, Gauteng, as we all know all the time, that we are the biggest contributor. We are also not proud of, because we have regressed a little bit. Normally we contribute only 7% to the national scoreboard, but with this quarter we have contributed 28% of the overall crime in the country. Firstly, Chairperson, let me also align myself with the input made by Honorable Morekwa that crime is not the responsibility of the police alone. I fully agree with her in that. Some of the crimes, if you look at what we are contributing, surely there is a lot which needs to be done by other departments. Hence, I believe, and Gauteng, we believe that to fight crime, it must have a whole of government approach, partnering with the societies, each one of us doing our bit, then we'll be able to can deal with the levels of crime. The biggest numbers in Gauteng, we generate them from the three categories. That is assault common, assault GPH, and robbery aggravating. So the first two, the assault common and assault GPH, surely it's something which is beyond the reach of the police. But if we work together with all the communities, all the societies, and everybody else to can deal with the social ills within our communities, we will be able to can reduce the volumes in housing. But coming to the remarks of the chairperson, especially about the honeydew. Honeydew policing principle is not small as it looks like. The profile of honeydew, when you drill deeper into the details, you will observe that the previous census population estimate it was giving us a population of over 240,000. And then it is not only the suburb in honeydew. Honeydew is also responsible for the place called Randfontein, Cosmos City, Itsose. And in those areas, including honeydew itself, you find that behind each and every four-room house, there is over four or five bedrooms which are being utilized for rental. When a criminal enters in that yard and commits a burglary, you'll find that you will generate over six cases in one yard, because of the criminal will break into this room and break into the second room, the third room, the fourth room, and the fifth room. So when we register the cases, it will be housebreaking in all those rooms. So hence you see the crime in
we are doing our level best to can contain crime in Gauteng as we normally do. And the question which we forever ask ourselves is that, should we stop what we are doing currently, what will the situation look like in Gauteng? Surely, the criminals in Gauteng, that is why we are pushing some of these criminals to the neighboring provinces, by making them uncomfortable. One of the comments which we made about the hijacking, the kidnappings in your Delmas and whatever, is due to the pressure which we are exerting in our province. But we want to assure yourself, Chairperson, members of the committee, including our Honorable Minister, to say that we won't tire, we'll keep on keeping on, and we'll keep on fighting crime to the best of our abilities. We submit.
Thank you very much. Before you come in again, General Vuma, I think it's very correct when our provincial commissioner says that crime stats should not measure police performance. I think we need to look at this more carefully. I am releasing the minister. We'll be concluding quite soon. Honorable Minister, thank you very much. I'm sure Honorable Minister General, are you going to be leaving now, or have you left already?
No, Chair, I'm here. Thanks for the permission. But Chair, I guess I'm itching more than the new for this analysis and these finding solutions of the meeting sitting down, so that we can put our cases in police. Sometimes we suffer sins that we did not commit. But it will really help. We are urging that let's get this time to sit down and look at the analysis and other qualitative things.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. Honorable Minister, before you leave, I suggest that we prepare very well before we have the session. I suggest also that a complete study on linking crime trends with socio-economic conditions, illegal substances, and under-resourcing be done, especially the under-resourcing be done before we have the session. That is just my general comment, but Honorable Minister, we'll discuss that with the WIP and you and the Deputy Minister and the National Commissioner at a more detailed and with more time. I'm sure you can agree on that, Honorable Minister.
Yes, we agree, Chair. Those preparations will be done.
Thank you, Honorable Minister. You are released. Before the provincial commissioners all leave, General Vuma, who's next?
Thank you very much, Honorable Chairperson. We can allow General Patekile from Western Cape to come in. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. Greetings to you and greetings to the Minister, greetings to the court and our members, the acting National Commissioner and all provincial commissioners. Chair, who will be singing the same song? But what I just want to say, the last two quarters for us in the Western Cape have been good, with the exception of this quarter. We are looking at all the issues, but of course, socioeconomic is a problem. As much as we don't want to hear about environmental design, it is the truth. It is one of the uncomfortable topics that we've got to talk about. Because when we talk about the most of the crimes that we have, especially our conduct crimes, murders happening in houses, domestic violence, in houses, which is a majority, and then followed by the revenges in terms of the gangs, taxi violence, and extortions. And then the gang-related stations as well. These are the things that we are every day are confronted with. And what we've seen also coming out, the flare of the mob justices as well, in the informal settlement, where you can't patrol, you can't walk during the night. These are some of the problems that are actually not really in our hands, but we are dealing with it in mobilizing communities where you are there, and in many of the areas we've seen the decline. Our most crimes were in January. There was a slight reduction in February, and again we see it turning around at the end of March in conduct crimes. Of course, then we are looking at issues of mobilizing more communities, and I know that we are actually jointly with the ministry now planning a summit, a crime summit in Khayelitsha, which is a hotspot on many of our crimes. And these are the part of the strategies that we're looking at, mobilizing more communities, which were, I think we are doing that, and we move now to do more awareness campaigns on state level, state in business that is gaining momentum, and we've seen once we started engaging communities at that level in many of the hotspot areas, the crime shifts. We'll continue doing so until we see that we are winning in that situation. And of course, we are also looking at the repeat offenders that are always a problem, getting them back to prisons. That's some of the strategies that we're doing today, knowing that the time is little, and I'm looking forward for the other one that will be engaged. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. Maybe, Chairperson, as the PCs have already alluded to the fact that they will be singing the same song in terms of what are the strategies that are putting in place, and General Mhlala mentioned that we had a stress plan last week to try and look to other alternative approaches in terms of fighting this crime, and we equally welcome the directive that has been highlighted by the Chairperson together with our Minister that we need to engage more and find other alternative ways of approaching how to address crime in the country. We will not waste your time any further, Chairperson. I will allow and hand over the chair back to you, Honorable Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you very much, General Huma, and all the honorable members for your participation, and also for your contributions. Thank you very much for the presentation and the engagement which we've had today. We've committed ourselves to continue this discussion and this debate and input next week, Wednesday. We'll definitely be applying for additional time. Honorable members, we have heard that for the first three months of the year, more than 6,000 people were murdered in South Africa. This represented a 22% increase for the same period last year. I would like to thank the police management. Let us do more to fight gender-based violence and femicide. The increase in sexual offences is unacceptable. The members have indicated the type of situation we are in is not very positive. For I think I'm being diplomatic in my choice of words, but when we have our strategic planning session, it will be time for us to be brutally honest with one another. Honorable members, Honorable de Blanche, I'm sure now you don't need to leave. We are ending the meeting. This brings us to the end of our meeting. The meeting is now adjourned. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Chairperson.
Thank you, General Zuma.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, members.